At the age of 21, suddenly Diane began to have seizures, and she had epilepsy. Epilepsy is a serious condition that affects 1% of the population. Sometimes Diane would lose consciousness and fall down. Other times, she would have much worse seizures. Her body would lock up, and her arms and legs would shake. She would lose complete control of her body. Diane was an athlete and the mother of three children. With epilepsy, her life completely changed. She could have a seizure at any time. With each seizure, there was a chance of death. People die from the seizures all the time, but she refused to give up. She continued to do sports and she continued to drive, but her children had to learn to drive from a young age. If she had a seizure when driving, her children needed to be ready to take over the car. Many people with epilepsy feel auras before a seizure. An aura is often a tingly feeling or a feeling of floating. This feeling is a signal that a seizure is coming. Diane found an unusual way to stop her seizures. When she felt a seizure coming, she would put her running shoes on and start running. This running stopped her seizures. This is very rare. Most people with epilepsy cannot do this. Diane had found the answer to her problem. Sometimes she would run for hours and the seizures would never come. Her family was worried. What if she had a seizure outside? What if they couldn't find her? Luckily, nothing bad ever happened. She could always stop her seizures by running. But as time went on, the seizures started to come more quickly. She would still feel the aura, but the seizures would come too fast. She eventually didn't have time to put her running shoes on. Finally, she lost control of her seizures. They were becoming more frequent and stronger. Sometimes Diane would have them two or three times a week. This was a very dangerous situation. The doctors said they could take out a piece of her brain and maybe stop the seizures. There was a 3% chance of dying from the operation, but if she continued to have seizures, there would be a 10% chance of dying over the next 10 years. She was afraid, but her decision was clear. The doctors cut open her head and cut out a golf ball size of her brain. The operation was a success. Diane's seizures stopped. After her surgery, she began to run again. At first, she was just running for fun, but then she decided to compete. To most people, running a 42-kilometer marathon is incredible. Diane's first race after her operation was 80 kilometers. Her second race was 160-kilometer runs. Diane had found a new sport, long-distance ultra running. She didn't just compete in these races, she often won them. First place in the Alfred Packer 80-kilometer run. First place in the Bear 160-kilometer run. First place in the Tahoe Rim 160-kilometer run. First place in the 24-hour Frisco Trail run. First place in the Dances with Dirt 80-kilometer run. The effects of the surgery weren't all good, however. When they took out that golf ball size of her brain, she lost some things. For example, her memory was damaged. She sometimes had trouble remembering important events in her life. Sometimes she can't remember meeting people. Her awareness of time was also damaged. This often caused her to be late. She might be talking to someone in an airport and not realize how long she's been talking, and end up missing her plane. Strangely, this isn't always bad. As an ultra runner, it helps her focus. Diane was always an athlete, so she always had good focus, but now it was even better. The hardest race Diane has competed in is the Yukon Arctic Ultra. Many people think this is the world's coldest and most difficult race. In this race, Diane pulled a 50-pound sled of supplies for 692 kilometers. She did this in temperatures that fell to minus 50 degrees. This took her 10 days with only 1 hour of sleep a night. During this race, many of the other runners were probably thinking about time. How many days have they been running? How many hours have they been running? What will it end? Not Diane. Diane always runs in the present. 1, 2, 3, 4, in, out, out. She is breath. She is in the rhythm of her shoes hitting the ground. She is free from worry and thought. She's free from the past and the future, and even her sense of self. She is in the moment and at her best. She is in the zone. Being in the zone or in flow is a mysterious state that many successful people have experienced. Some people experience this in sports or at work. Diane's similar experience shows that being in the zone or in flow is a brain state. While we all can't be professional athletes in the zone, some people think that these high-performance states can be trained. Read more about it by searching online for the psychologist Csikszentmihalyi and his idea of flow, or search for the similar Eastern idea called mindfulness.